All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sam, you had a text you wanted to read.
Yes, we have a text from Old Dog in Chicagoland, and he says he wanted to he's been trying to learn where the German prisoners of war were allowed to go, held in Wisconsin after World War II.
First off, I don't understand the question. Yes, there were many prisoners of war, German prisoners of war, that were allowed to. You say German prisoners of war, does he mean the ones who committed the war crimes? That's got to be what he must be talking about. And it's no secret that the state of Wisconsin housed many of the Gestapo troops in northern Wisconsin. It was one of the places that they were accepted. That's as far as, you know, as it goes. I don't really understand the gist of his question. But yes, it was absolutely true that overwhelmingly many of the SS stormtroopers and high-ranking military people from Germany were allowed to live out their last years in northern Wisconsin. Thank you very much for that text message. Sam, who do we have up next?
We have Jack from Milwaukee on the line.
Hey, Jack, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Since you were on the subject of Senator Ron Jagoff, this guy's sneaky. He's phony. He was in the paper a couple of days ago. He's charging the taxpayers. He's got this vacation home in Florida, $2 million home. He's charging them, the taxpayers, travel expenses.
Yeah, it's travel expenses.
From Washington to his fancy home. He has got to be one of the worst senators in the history of Wisconsin. Then you remember that little episode? He likes to take credit for something he didn't do. Remember when they, last year it was, when they made Juneteenth Day a holiday?
Yes.
And then all the dignitaries, Tammy Baldwin was there, Tony Evers, and then he made a speech like he is the one that was responsible. Then he was one of the 14 senators that didn't vote for the Juneteenth Day.
Well,
and then all the people were bored.
Jack, it's not coincidental that Ron Johnson was a supporter and a believer in Donald Trump. They're both criminals.
Yeah, they're two of a kind,
I guess. Yeah, they are. They're both criminals. And
right, and they don't care about the people here. You know, you're supposed to, when you take office, you're supposed to take care of the people. He took care of himself, always.
Well, but there's still a segment of the state that loves both Donald Trump and Ron Johnson, and that's problematic to me. When everybody when you see with your own eyes, Jack, you've seen it. You're watching. You know what is happening.
I don't really consider myself a smart man. I can't figure out how you cannot see something like that.
Well, you are a smart man, and you don't have to be smart to know that there's a right.
Well, I listen to you to get educated.
Well, no. Well, listen. Then you're not going to be very well educated.
I try to use my own brain.
Jack, that's what you're supposed to do. But when
that's
you
right.
See,
the Lord gave us all a brain. You're supposed to use it.
But,
if someone else uses it for you, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, and that's what's happening on the far right spectrum. Somebody else is using their brains for them.
Anyway, it was so funny. Everyone's booing him, and then he says, after they booed him, says, oh, that's what you get for being nice. Well, I don't think that's being very nice when you didn't vote for the bill, you know, for the holiday, you know. But anyhow, I that's the reason I called in, you know, because I can't stand that man. He's too phony, too sneaky. I just don't like him.
Hey, Jack, things done in the dark will soon come to the light, right? You remember that, right?
That's a good phrase. I just wish, you know, that they put because I am afraid of 2024 because a lot of these guys that are implicated are running for office.
Well, see, and that's the other part.
And
of
that's
this.
Why I'm hoping that if you don't bring down one of these kingpins. Either Trump or Johnson, put them in, you know, where they got to serve some time in jail or whatever. They know they're going to get away with it.
Hey, Jack, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you betcha.
Thank you for listening. He used the term kingpin. And that term is usually reserved for one of the big time drug dealers. And Donald Trump and Ron Johnson and folk on the right may not be drug dealers, but they are certainly liars. And they're peddling lies. And so if people don't have the wherewithal, as clearly many of them don't, then they'll continue to peddle what they're peddling. But thank goodness for this September 6th committee, because the more that they expose, via the truth. And you know what? It would be one thing. And they keep saying, as Donald Trump says, it's a witch hunt. It's a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not democratic, but you know. That'll do for now because I can't remember the other word. It's a democratic witch hunt. That's not what it is. Again, there are Republicans on the committee, and all of the people who are talking about it are Republicans. How are you going to call that a democratic witch hunt? All the people they're interviewing are Republicans. It is, and I wonder, as Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago continues to watch this and continues to lose control over his once formidable organization. He's losing a grip. We might have to worry about Donald Trump with an automatic weapon doing some crazy things, because he is really in an area where there's no win for him. He's not the president anymore. He can't be hidden. There's nobody to protect him anymore. He doesn't have the privileges of being the president of the United States. He's the emperor with no clothes. And he's being exposed every minute of every hour, every second of every minute of every hour of every day. Donald Trump is being exposed, and he doesn't like it because he's a bully. And there's nobody to bully. Nobody's afraid of him anymore. Nobody. Not even his own children. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you for listening. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.